Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you're watching, have a look at this. He's resplendent in his European Ryder Cup colours. Good morning, Des.
It's been kind of overhyped, hasn't it, over the last few days? But when you see the excitement on the first tee today, you get a sense of the fun around the Ryder Cup. Europe against the USA, extraordinary scenes and atmosphere there. And they've been playing for over an hour. Let's go and join Greg Allen. There's been plenty of excitement already, Greg.
Yeah, Marco Simeone is already rocking with the roars, mostly European roars. The key early blows have been struck by Europe. All four matches now in progress. So just let me first update you on a general picture on the scoreboard, because it is going Europe's way early on. In the top match, Rahm and Hatton are two up on Scheffler and Burns. The other three matches are all square. So a marginal advantage for Europe, you could say. The privilege, if you can call it that, of hitting the first shot always goes to the visiting team. So it was world number one Scotty Scheffler who put that drive into heavy rough. He's a renowned excellent ball striker, so nerves must have played a part. He stood over that tee shot, incidentally, in an amphitheatre of 4,700 spectators. They went absolutely silent for that opening shot. But in spite of the waywardness of that shot for America, the first one, that first hole was halved. But in the second hole, John Rahm holed from off the green for 25 feet for a winning birdie for Europe. Big fist pump by the Spaniard. Scheffler then missed from 4 feet on the fourth hole. That would have levelled the match, but it missed the hole by a wide margin, and putting is something that Scotty Scheffler, albeit that he's world number one, doesn't do terribly well generally. And Rahm has just actually holed from 3 feet to win the third. So Rahm and Hatton, two up after five holes in that top match on Scheffler and Burns. The actual very first early blow I was speaking of for Europe, though, was struck in the second match on the course, where Victor Hovland, alongside Ludvig Åberg, Hovland chipped in from around 20 yards on the first hole against Max Homa and Brian Harman. But then they've just lost the fourth hole. So that one's all back to all square. Hovland and Åberg against Homa and Harman after four. As Shane Lowry's on the course in match three, he had a 6 foot putt to win the first hole, but it slipped by. So he and Sepp Straka all square after just two holes on Colin Morikawa and Ricky Fowler. And in the last match on the course, Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood all squared after one. They've both parred that hole. They're playing Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. So Europe up and one, but they're two up in that top match. The other three matches tied.
And what time did everyone have to be there at this morning, Greg?
The first tee-off time was exactly 1 hour and 3 minutes ago. There was massive bus problems for a lot of people, and there was a grand national start at the first hole for the spectators who were running to that 4,700-seat amphitheatre first tee. It was absolutely extraordinary, but wonderful, and it's Ryder Cup, nothing like it in golf.
And what did they do, open the gates at 5:30?
Yeah, roughly 5:30. It was daylight, so it would have been just about 6:30. But literally, it was a cavalcade. It was like the Grand National start.
So far, I made the best horse win. On to Gaelic Games, and Dublin have 10 nominations for the PWC All-Star Football Awards. Kerry have 9, Derry 7, and Monaghan have 4. The nominees for Football of the Year are David Clifford of Kerry, Dublin's Brian Fenton, and Derry's Brendan Rodgers. Now, in soccer, we've reached a key stage in the battle for the Premier Division title and the places in Europe. Shamrock Rovers closing in on the title yet again. Their surprise draw at UCD last Friday looked to have opened the door for their challengers, but Derry lost to Sligo last weekend and St Pat's lost to Drogheda on Monday. So Rovers still have a comfortable lead over both Derry and St Pat's. And Rovers play Shelburne tonight. The game is live on RTE2. And Rovers' Gary O'Neill told Damien O'Mara they're not getting caught up in talk of winning four in a row.
There's no real conversations about it as such, really. It's kind of, you know, one game at a time. We know that we probably have led a lot of points behind us this season, but, you know, fortunately for us, everyone else has as well. And, you know, we're 5 games to go. We have a 5-point lead at the top of the league, and if you offered me that before the start of the season, you would have bit your hand off, you know, with 5 games to go. So we know that this is in our hand, but unfortunately all we can do is just play one game at a time, because you're not going to get more than 3 points, obviously.
And in a way, with all that you've done in recent years, has increased the expectation and has probably increased the focus when the results drop off compared to what they've been like the seasons that have gone by.
It comes with the title of playing for Shamrock Rovers as well, you know. It's some of these results aren't, you know, not that they're not accepted, but not tolerated more so, you know. We're used to winning now, and when you start winning, it's very hard for people to accept when you don't win. So especially when games when you're expected to win. So listen, that just comes with the, like you say, the success and part of the job at Rovers.
Well, that's Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne tonight. elsewhere, Derry are hosting UCD. St Pat's are in Cork. Bohemians entertain Sligo Rovers. And Dundalk meet Drogheda in the County Louth Derby at Oriel Park. At the Rugby World Cup last night, an exciting game. It finished Japan 28, Samoa 22. It means England qualify for the last eight as Pool D winners. Japan ran in three tries before 14-man Samoa staged a late fight back. Japan will now play Argentina for a place in the last eight as the pool runners-up. Tonight, New Zealand meet Italy. Italy are currently second in Pool A with 10 points, three behind France and five ahead of the All Blacks, but it would be a surprise if Italy were to beat New Zealand. Ireland have a free weekend, of course. They play Scotland next week. Elsewhere, the Irish show jumping team have qualified for the final round of the Nations Cup final in Barcelona on Sunday, and racing this evening is in Dundalk and at Goran Park.